Across South West Wales. On FM, online, mobile and DAB. This is 96.4 FM. The Wave. 90 Second News.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Claire Pearson. The uncertainty facing the Welsh steel industry will be discussed at Cardiff Bay this morning following Tata's announcement of job losses in Port Talbot and Trostre. There's concern more could be at risk due to cheap imports. Tom Price is a steelworker at Port Talbot.
You're not going to get these big industries moving down here. People will have to move away, and what's left is left. You know, you see what's happening in Ebbervale. It takes generations before you recover from that.
Creating a fake online profile in someone else's name could result in criminal charges in Wales and England in the future. The Crown Prosecution Service is looking at bringing in new guidelines to deal with trolls who impersonate others on the internet. We've been looking at the work being done in Swansea Bay to help young people who are struggling with serious issues such as addiction. Amy Jones works at the place, the Young Person's Army of Drug Aid Cymru.
This building is amazing. It's got so many resources just inside itself, and we're lucky enough in the Young Person's Project that we've got our own building there, which is linked in with many different agencies as well. So we've got information that provides advice and support.
And the Swans are 6 points off the relegation zone this morning after last night's victory against Arsenal. We won 2-1 at the Emirates, also helped by Newcastle losing against Stoke. The team was guided to victory by first team coach Alan Curtis.
We've come and we've been to this place before. It's actually a very good ground for us, but I think it's extra significance today because we needed desperately to pick up the 3 points, and we'd lost the previous two, and it's one of those things that you can't do really, is try and lose three in the trot.
And to receive our daily news bulletin in your inbox every day, remember, you can sign up to our VIP members list at thewave.co.uk.